Bernie Sanders had a huge win in the Washington state caucuses, more than 70% of the vote. But tell that to the superdelegates. Most of them are still backing Hillary Clinton. A superdelegate can be a party leader or a lawmaker. No one elected them to be superdelegates at the caucus. They just get to go to the Democratic National Convention. And unlike regular delegates, they get to back the candidate of their personal choice. Well, Charlie Best thinks that is undemocratic. He started a petition that calls for Washington superdelegates to fall in line and get behind Sanders.
This petition was about supporting a more democratic party. It was not about candidates. It was more about the process. If an individual wants to support a candidate, I support their right to support a candidate. So, for example, one of the superdelegates is my congressional critter. Well, if my congressional person wants to support a candidate, I believe they ought to go to their local caucus, get elected. They're going to get elected. Everybody knows them. Go to their county convention. They're going to get elected. Everybody knows them. Go to the state, be elected as a delegate, and go through the same process that all other delegates in our state go through. And, you know, they're probably going to end up as delegates anyway. But this thought that there is a class of delegate called a superdelegate just smacks to me of elitism. I believe the rank and file has the voice, and that voice ought to be listened to. And any time that voice is basically not being listened to, it bothers me.
That is petitioner Charlie Best. So let's meet someone who has been a superdelegate. Dwight Pelz is also the former chair of the Washington State Democratic Party. Welcome, Dwight.
Hello.
So this superdelegate system is unelected, elitist, and undemocratic. What do you say to that?
Well, it sounds a little bit like the criticisms of the caucus system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caucus system here, and it's a very positive method for the Democratic Party in Washington State to pick their preference for presidential nominee. But everybody knows that it disenfranchises about 90% of the Democrats in the state. So Bernie Sanders has done very well with caucus states across the country. I'm sure Bernie Sanders likes caucus states, where the activists get out, and then fundamentally the activists have a much larger voice than the rank-and-file, grassroots Democrat that Charlie's speaking about.
Well, whatever we think of caucuses, let's now talk about the system of superdelegates, unelected and able to back somebody that the voters didn't. What do you think of that?
Okay, and I just want to say I hope Charlie starts a petition to do away with the caucuses because they're not entirely Democratic. So I think it's very positive for us to have a multi-tier system in place, where in the states, either in a primary where lots of Democrats vote or in caucuses where not so many Democrats vote, we pick delegates based on those local elections. But then we have members of Congress, the governor, party officials, they weigh in. And in a sense, they are a potential to be a moderating voice in the process. If the National Republican Party had the same system that we have in the Democratic Party this year, neither Ted Cruz nor Donald Trump would be a serious candidate for president right now, because none of the superdelegates are supporting either one of those guys. You know, none of the members of Congress that would be superdelegates, none of the governors that would be superdelegates support Cruz or Trump. They're horrified by these two people. They would put a moderating brake on the party, and Cruz and Trump would not be serious names right now.
Now, I know you're not saying that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are the same, but why are you putting them even in the same unwise category?
Well, I'm saying that if the Republicans had our system, it would be working very well for them. And I'm sure if Charlie Best had a Republican senator who was a superdelegate, he would be telling that person not to vote for Donald Trump or Ted Cruz.
And but why is Bernie Sanders an example of the same thing?
I think it's good to have a backup system. It's like having a House and a Senate. A bill has to go through the House, and then it has to go through the Senate. Our nomination has to go through the primaries and caucuses, and they have to go through the superdelegates.
Well, at least congressmen and senators are elected, unlike superdelegates.
You know, they are elected, and once they're elected, they go and they take votes, and sometimes the people at home don't like the votes, and they can face the voters next time they're up for election. And if the voters don't like the way our superdelegates vote, well, they'll take that into consideration when these people run for office again.
Okay, now let's talk about what superdelegates should do now. Washington State has 17 of them. Most of them are on record supporting Clinton. Nearly 33,000 people have signed a petition calling on them to follow the popular vote and get behind Sanders. What do you think our superdelegates should do now?
Well, I think they do what elected officials always do. They take a look at the situation. They weigh the pros and cons. and they make a principled decision that they think is the best vote for them to take. And I think if they make a decision that Hillary Clinton is their candidate for president, then they should vote for Hillary Clinton. If they think that Bernie Sanders is their candidate, and they can factor in the outcome of the caucuses, but if they make that decision, they should make that vote. I'm not going to dictate to these people how they should vote on this thing.
Okay, but that's predicated on your premise that the purpose of this representative democracy layer is to mellow out the extremes. And so I'm wondering, what is Bernie Sanders calling for that is so extreme that it's worth contravening the will of Washington voters?
No, I'm not saying that in the Washington side that we are facing, and the Democratic side that we're facing extremes. That's not true. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are marvelous elected officials with a long history of public service. You can't say that about Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. These people are nut jobs. And they're dangerous.
Okay, so given your respect for both Sanders and Clinton, are you then telling superdelegates that in this case it ain't Trump? Go ahead and follow the will of the voters and back Sanders.
No, I'm telling them to vote their conscience.
Okay, final question. You are understandably concerned about preserving democracy, if you said. What does it do to democracy when you tell your voters that their unelected superdelegates are going to overrule your wishes?
Well, we've already said that the caucus attendees are overruling, you know, the vote of the Democratic voters who don't get to vote in a primary. This is not a public election. This is a method by which the party chooses their candidate. We choose to have caucuses in Washington. I think caucuses are great. And we choose to have superdelegates. And that combination of factors is the way that the Democratic Party is going to pick their nomination. It's not a direct democracy. It's not New Hampshire town hall. It's a representative democracy within the Democratic Party.
Dwight Pelz, former superdelegate, former chair of the Washington State Democratic Party. Thank you so much for joining us live.
All righty.
Sanders is going to get most of the delegates, most of Washington's 101 regular delegates, but Hillary Clinton is poised to pick up most of Washington's 17 superdelegates.